This is one of those Sundays where basically the preacher embraces a concept which is rooted in mystery. And it always seems to be, whenever you use the term mystery, it's a dodge. You know, you can get to a certain point in terms of the explanation, and then you kind of take a little turn. And you say, this is as far as we can go. Reason leads us necessarily to basically a dead end. But we have expanded it in terms of the understanding, the human understanding, as far as we can go. And there's where it's rooted. It's rooted, first of all, in understanding what lens we look at the Trinity through. What lens? First one is understanding who we are dealing with. When we start talking about the Trinity, we're talking about understanding God. Understanding God, I think we have to take a step back and first of all admit we're creatures. The problem that many of us encounter in this world is when we try to become God or substitute God with something else, especially the material. We find ourselves pulled in basically to that relationship that holds us and grabs us and confines us and restricts us. Second thing we have to realize when we're doing the analysis, not only the lens and understanding that this is God, but also understanding, as many of you here in whatever discipline you're involved in, whatever business you're involved in, you know that you use certain tools for examination. You know that. A chemist is certainly going to respect the things that he's dealing with, the chemicals, because if he inadvertently mixes the wrong chemicals, you know what happens? Either he might get hurt, the lab might explode, or tremendous cost would be given. The tool that we're using to examine the Trinity, oftentimes theologians know immediately, is basically reason. And God has gifted us with reason. He calls us as people to have this intuitive sense of inquiry and curiosity and to know. And we want to know our God. And reason will take us to a certain point, but it cannot make the leap. It cannot make the leap that is necessary to understand God on God's level. Mortimer Adler, the great educator, and maybe the greatest educator in the United States that the United States ever produced, Adler would say immediately, given his tremendous philosophical background — this is the individual along with Hutchins who created the great book series for the understanding and was recapturing basically classical education. And Adler said immediately, you can come to reason to the existence of God. So, doesn't take faith to understand that there's a supreme being and to reason to that existence. However, he said, to say that God is merciful, compassionate, to say that God is involved with us in terms of our human reality, that can only be received through revelation and through faith. It's the only way we can move basically to that. And it is that testimony which is given to us today, that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What the Lord immediately is saying to us through those three persons is that our life is relational. I'm old enough to almost remember my college years. And during my college years, I remember one of the things in a sociology class as well as in a psychological class that they would have is they'd have sociograms. They'd do a little thing, social graphs and social grams, where you take three, four, five friends that you would know, And then you create basically a circle of those five individuals, and then other people in the class would create other five friends that they know. And then what you could do is you could begin to draw a line to the one person that seems to connect a lot of people. That person brought in those relationships to you, or that person introduced relationship, or that person was the new one. That's a person that you could blame for all those wonderful relationships that you had, or you blame that person for all the bad relationships that you had. But there was a connection. And why? We're social beings. We're social beings. I can't imagine anyone here this morning that wouldn't say they have friends. You'd name them readily. Why? You have a relationship with them. You're in relationship with them. But one of the things that you immediately would tell me, and I would say even for those who have been married a number of years, that you're always discovering something new in the relationship about that person. Always discovering something new. So just when you think you've got that person scripted, you know immediately, I can press this button, I can press that button, all of a sudden something comes up which reveals something new about that person to you and helps you understand and bring you closer to understanding. But you're never going to be able to understand totally that person. You're never going to be able to crawl into their skin and be able to look out and be able to say, I know that person knows themselves. When we're dealing with God in the three persons, you imagine how that's magnified? But the statement is still there. It's relational. It's relational. Our God is, in its Godhead, is a community of persons. And each person reveals themselves to us in a very particular and unique way. God Father, Creator. God Son, Savior. Holy Spirit, Sanctifier. Each one relating to us, and each one drawing us closer into that relationship with the Trinity, with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is our God. Each one. The Trinity is also within the context of time for us in our time, not God's time. God is an eternal act. But the Trinity for us is the Alpha and the Omega. It's the beginning for us and the end for us. We're brought, especially into the church. How are you baptized? You're baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You're brought into the Trinity. You're brought into that relationship. And is that relationship so strange? Take a look at a husband and wife who love one another. Oftentimes, what you're going to see immediately is a child. Love begets life. And then life seeks love. Our Trinity is one that basically is always calling us to our ultimate culmination, and the culmination is to be one with the Trinity, one with the Trinity. So it is we reflect upon the Trinity, our Godhead, that's revealed to us. A Father who is our Creator, the Son who is our Redeemer. The love of the Father gave the Son to the world. And the Son says immediately, no one comes to the Father except through me. No one knows the Father except through me. And then the Son sends the Holy Spirit so that that truth can drive us. That truth can embrace us. The Son sends the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit resides in the church. It's not bound, obviously. God could never be bound just by the confines of the church, but it resides in the church so that the church leads in truth and helps us to understand. Reason has us seeking an understanding of our God. Revelation helps us to understand that relationship. and we merge the two of them together, and we're able to pray what we pray. We're able to embrace the Trinity in that particular and special way, as a family, united in relationship to our God. Always, always understanding that at the very heart is a mystery which will only be fulfilled in the beatific vision. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.